One day, when I was going to give my fish a new aquarium, I liked my fish. But I had to be away, and I had little ones. They were just two eyes and a tail, a wriggly tail. 20 of them. And every day I thought of those little fish. I'd asked Walter to feed them. I had two aquariums, a large and a small. When I came home, I made a beeline for that small aquarium. I figured how long they'd be. Now they'd grown. And when I came there, there wasn't a fish in that thing. Not a trace of one. I said, Walter, what'd you do with my fish? Did you feed them? Huh, did you have fish in that thing too? That's all he cared. But God isn't like that. When he has fish or he has sheep, he goes before them. He gives them life, life more abundant. Well, the bigger fish were there, but the aquarium was so dirty that I made up my mind to clean it up. So I took these fish out and put them in an opaque wash basin, and I cleaned that aquarium. I remember how I scrubbed that glass wall and put fresh sand, went to the store, got white sand and fresh plants, and they had to be planted systematically and scientifically. And then a light and a heater so they wouldn't freeze their toes. Everything had to be just right for my fish because they were my fish. They were my fish, and they were going to know it. They were going to know who they belonged to. Beloved, Jesus Christ wants you to know who your shepherd is. And he wants you to know who died for you and who rose again and who lives within you. And he cannot do that except by faith. Oh, fool and slow of heart, we ought to do like the sister sang, come out of the old aquarium and come into the new. Come into him, that's where we belong. And so I came back with my aquarium and I thought, oh, my fish will last. And you know what had happened? They'd all committed suicide, every one of them. Now, some people question that, but it's a fact. They were lying around that wash basin, curled up, stiff. I tried to bring them back to life. I blew into their gills. Nothing helped. What good was my aquarium now? What good is heaven? What good is the church? What good is the body of Christ? Oh, beloved, that wonderful head sends his life-giving spirit into every member of his body. And he asks us, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And this morning we said it isn't so much what he does for us, but what he is. Praise God. That's the thing that ought to make me praise the Lord. And you see, when these fish couldn't look through because it was opaque, then they got frazzly and they got scared and they began to kick and then they began to jump. You've seen them jump, and out they jumped, out of the water, out of the life-giving element. And there was one fish that was especially bad. He was a swordtail fish. He'd always chase the other. Now, that thing really got me. If I had been that fish, I'd have taken the others together. I said, let's have a Bible class. Now, I said, now listen, fish, you remember how Brother Waldfogel has been kind to us ever since we came into this house, how he's taken care of us, given us food, and now for 15 minutes you can't look through the wall. Why, I bet he's got something up his sleeve, something better. Praise God. I did. But you see, they didn't enter in because of unbelief. Well, now, you know, that was a wonderful illustration to me when we were put out of Seneca Avenue all at once. We were told to get out. That building was sold, and I said to my brother, I think the Lord's through with me. There was no chance of getting another church. We had no money. And what were we going to do? And my brother said, listen, God's got something better for us. And he did. We moved in here without a hitch. God did it all. Praise God. Didn't he say he would?